David Crystal, a British linguist, is the foremost writer and lecturer on the English language for students who wish to improve their English language skills. He prescribes reading the Quarterly English Today 3 times daily before or after meals. Being so passionate about mastering the English language, I followed this advice to the letter. Existential questions, faith in the unseen, peace and spirituality are the areas that have always grabbed my attention. I feel it equally important to have a reason-based understanding of faith and religion to live a productive and uplifting life. To aid me on this journey, I read the magazine Spirit of Islam, SOI, 3 times daily. SOI has been the source of my spiritual nourishment. Every day, this world throws up new challenges that may well unseat the reason of any person. It becomes all the more important to know the bigger picture behind everyday occurrences. Human reason, with its limitations, stands stunned to challenges such as the problem of evil, why one needs to follow a universal code of conduct, violence, injustice, natural as well as man-made calamities. Human reason sans divine guidance is prone to misjudgment. What a relief it is to find practical solutions for not only mundane affairs, but also lofty questions of human intellect, in the pages of SOI. Read this passage that appeared in the first issue of SOI if you are thinking about why you cannot always have all the good things in life. God has placed unpleasant things alongside the pleasant things of life, just as the rose bush, along with its exquisite flowers, also possesses piercing thorns, so also does life contain an amalgam of both pleasing and displeasing objects. This is the way God has created the world. There is nothing for us to do but to fit in with this order of nature that He has laid down. Much as we may try, it is impossible for us to have things any other way. January 2013. The contents of SOI are based on the writings and ideas of Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. The uniqueness of SOI lies in the fact that its contents take into account the divine guidance enshrined in the Quran, the practical model of the Prophet Muhammad, a true understanding of human nature and modern science. This results in very practical and real solutions to problems and challenges. We all wish to see an ideal society come into existence. We have some ideas as to how that should be brought about. It is also an undeniable fact that an ideal society has never materialized. Read this passage on this topic. A man builds his personality by his own decision. It is enough for a human being to have individual willpower, but it cannot be with the whole society. The will is within an individual. The collective will within society is just an imaginary concept. It does not exist in reality. That is why in history there have been many individuals who possessed an ideal character, but it never happened that the whole society, or the whole collective system became an ideal society. According to the creation plan of God, this is not possible. April-June 2021. SOI helps us to gain perspective. It guides towards a God-oriented life. It emphasizes a duty-conscious life as opposed to right-conscious life. It teaches us to learn positive lessons from the seemingly negative occurrences. It inspires us to never lose hope. It encourages us to trust the indomitable human spirit. It opens doors for us to have direct communion with God. And it guides us to believe in God and put our trust in His creation plan for us. Because of the profound relevance of SOI in our life, I am tempted, like David Crystal, to suggest to all our readers to read it daily. With this issue, Spirit of Islam enters the 10th year of its publication. This is a humbling occasion. It is special succor of God that SOI has come thus far. I, along with the SOI team, offer our praises to God for the plenteous bounty and gifts which He has bestowed upon us. We wish all our readers a safe, peaceful and happy new year. May God bless you with health, peace and happiness. May God guide us all to the straight path.